This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a contrast of kingdoms and kings from Esther chapters 3 and 4. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today's passage of Scripture is a study in contrasts. And it all centers around a contrast in kingdoms. The Scriptures go to great lengths to describe the king's palace at Shushan and the riches of his kingdom. It speaks of the hangings of white and green and blue, fastened to silver rings with cords of fine linen and purple. The beds were of gold and silver on a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble. Now, wouldn't you just have loved to have seen that place? Well, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you will see something one of these days that will make the palace at Shushan look like a doghouse. We have no concept of what the glories of heaven will really be like, except that they will be beyond our wildest imaginations. The second contrast emerges when Mordecai challenged Queen Esther to approach the king. Everyone knew the dangers involved. If she came to the inner court without being called by the king, she would be put to death right then and there. If the king did not hold out his golden scepter, it was all over for her. What a contrast to the King of Kings, whose word is, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee." What a contrast to the urging of Scripture to come boldly to the throne of God, where we can find mercy and grace. Now just think about that for a moment. What if the Almighty God treated His people like the king in the palace at Shushan? What if you wanted to pray, but you knew that if the Lord was in a bad mood, He would zap you with a lightning bolt and turn you into a cinder? But we need have no fear of that. Night and day His ear is open to our prayers, and He welcomes us to His throne with words of encouragement and love. We can see it in the life of Jesus as well. While most people work at becoming exclusive, Jesus was the most inclusive person who ever lived. He welcomed people that others turned away. Little children, lepers, tax collectors, sinners, anyone who came to Him in simple faith and with a need. The king at Shushan said, "Keep out." Jesus says, "Whosoever will may come." The Apostle John said his eyes had seen Jesus and his hands had touched Him. And today the Lord of glory is waiting to reveal more and more of Himself to us in His Word, which is the courtroom of our gracious King. Come as you are. No special invitation is needed. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you walk confidently as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we'd like to send you a free copy of the booklet, Beginning with Christ. This practical booklet will help you claim God's promises and walk in them each day. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Beginning with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy talks about when taking time to think is the worst thing to do, as we study Esther chapters 5 through 7 on Daily Discipleship.